Welcome back to the Roundtable on WAMC 913 on a Tuesday morning. Ray Graff in for Joe Donahue. It's the Roundtable panel. Today we are joined by former associate editor of the Times Union, Michael V. Spain. Hello, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you doing, sir?
V stands for?
Vincent.
Ah, very nice.
My parents ran out of uncles and aunts to name us after, so they had to turn to the Saints. St. Vincent de Paul.
Well, all right. The Empire Report's J.P. Miller. What do the J.P. stand for?
John Paul.
John Paul, after the Beatles, right? Or popes?
The Pope in 1981 when I was born. John Paul was the big Pope, and my two grandfathers.
Because, I mean, if it was a Beatles reference, it would have been better if you were Ringo Miller, right?
That would have changed the trajectory of my life for sure.
Investigative journalist Rosemary Romeo is here. Good morning, Rosemary.
Good morning.
And WAMC's Alan Shartok. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning. You didn't ask my middle name.
I know it is Seth.
That's right.
Yes, S. Seth.
That's right.
S. So what's new?
What's new is there is the next phase in the discussion that we were having yesterday
about
as to whether they're going to be witnesses and about the lockbox.
That's the question.
That's
yes.
the one you were getting
That's
at.
That's what I was getting at, yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, we now have raised $490,000 towards our goal. We need to get to $700,000 in order to do this and to make this work. Now, it's getting worse because there is the question of witnesses. And if enough Republicans change their minds, four to be exact, we have two now that have announced, there will be witnesses. And if there are witnesses, then there are going to be a lot of people who are going to be wanting to talk, and it will go into our fund drive, probably go into our fund drive.
We're 13 days away from the fund
That's
drive.
That's right, right now. So so we want to be able to do what we do best here at WAMC and to cover this and to cover it well. And that's what we're here for. But we can't do it if we don't have the resources to do it in. Now, yesterday we had a wonderful challenge, and we made it. We made it with something to go. Well, maybe that's what made Tony Meola, our very good pal, who's always been there for us, say, okay, tell you what, I'll give you this morning $6,000. Yesterday was $5,000. $6,000 if you can make, and it's going to be very tough. Yesterday we made 20, but we went over. If you can make $25,000, now that's going to be tough. Everybody knows it.
We only have till 11 o'clock.
We only have till 11 o'clock. If you could make $25,000 with the five, that'd be 30. We'd be substantially into the fivesies if we can do that.
Mm.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm asking that everybody who loves the radio station, who appreciates the panel, who likes to listen to Rosemary or to JP or to Mike or even sometimes to me, what it means is that if this is important to you, if it's one of the only places you can go, which I keep hearing, then this is the time to let us hear from you. Now, $5 is something, $10,000 is something. We've seen both in this drive already. So whatever you can do, you got to do it now.
All right. And you can go to WAMC.org and make a secure online pledge, or you could call 800-323-9262.
Operators are standing by.
Right. If you're near a computer, a good way to do it is to go online and do it.
Yeah, because it's easier for us, but we have enough people to handle all your phone calls.
Sure, sure. And also there is a great premium list if that is the way you are so inclined. You just pull down the menu and you can see all kinds of great WAMC stuff.
And that number is 1-800-323-9262. I can't wait to see if we make it this morning.
The email address here for the panel is panel@wamc.org. If you want to join us this morning, panel@wamc.org. We do ask one per customer per day, brief, a sentence or two, get your point across. Proofread them, please. Well, it's day three at 1 o'clock this afternoon for President Trump's defense team. Yesterday, Trump's attorneys, including high-profile lawyers Ken Starr and Alan Dershowitz, launched a historical legal and political attack on the entire impeachment process. They said there was no basis to remove Trump from office, defended his actions as appropriate, assailed Joe Biden, who was campaigning for the Democratic nomination to oppose Trump in November. Rosemary, an interesting day. I know you probably watched the whole thing as well.
A lot of it, not the whole thing.
First of all, I'm sorry, but is there not just greatly dripping irony to see Ken Starr up there?
The hypocrisy just kills me. And I know that on the other side, they're saying, oh, you know, the left does that too. And I'm looking forward to hearing about it. But Ken Starr up there decrying how popular impeachment has become when he impeached a man for far less just kills me. But the worst one is Bondi, Pam Bondi from
Terrible.
She's the former Secretary of State in Florida?
No, she's the Attorney General, former Attorney General.
Right.
And
years,
she's putting herself up there, going after the Bidens, painting herself as a corruption fighter. This is the woman who took a campaign donation from a charity run by Trump that is now discredited, and after getting that, stopped an investigation into Trump University, which is proven, which he has admitted to being corrupt.
And paid.
He had to pay it all. It's just horrible. And Dershowitz, who is arguing the exact opposite of what he argued in the last impeachment, saying that, this is not really a crime because it's not a crime. What does it even mean? It's so full of hypocrisy that I did have a hard time listening
to
the
whole thing. Well, what Dershowitz said was that impeachable offenses require criminal-like conduct, and you know, I'm not a constitutional, I'm a radio guy. I can barely start my car.
Well, okay? He's a TV guy.
However, I thought, and Elizabeth Warren said this was nonsensical. However, I thought as a presentation, form, not saying substance.
Oh, yeah,
How old is Dershowitz?
He knows how to present. You're absolutely right. He is a longtime lecturer at Harvard and a TV presenter. You are right. If you didn't know anything else, if you did not know a stand in the past, which he certainly did not tell you, if you haven't read anything, which a lot of people don't, or if you're even watching it, which I think most people don't, I think they get it through the filter of Fox. Yes, I have to agree with you. He comes off as knowledgeable, and I have the same thing. I sound more authoritative than I really am just because of the voice I have. He has that. And that works for Trump. I think that's why Trump picked him.
JP, he did a lot. He cited a lot of past history going back well before the founders even, you know,
did lots of research.
Wrote up the Constitution. Yep. And Federalist 65 was one that he brought into play from Hamilton a lot. And interestingly, that is one also that the prosecution has been using. And he said, no, the prosecution has this all wrong.
I think it's tough for Dershowitz. I think it's also tough for the rest of the attorneys to make news. They are simply repeating over and over what we heard in the House trial. We haven't had any new witnesses. And I think that each day the number of viewers is going down and down and down on the impeachment hearings. The big news of what everybody was focused on yesterday was what was John Bolton's the leak of John Bolton's book that saying that he was there when the president said the money will not go until they announce the investigation of the Bidens. And both Mitt Romney and Susan Collins coming out and saying that they were going to, not only were they going to ask for witnesses, but that more and more Republicans are talking about witnesses.
Now, I watched the Romney clip.
Can I just interrupt for 1 second there, Ray? I'm so sorry. But the phones are ringing like crazy. If you have to wait for a second, you wait for a second, they'll pick up, they'll get you. We absolutely need to make this incredible amount, which is $25,000. I'm really sorry
That's
for
all
interrupting.
Right. Go ahead, continue. What's the number?
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262. And I know that our wonderful Amber will be coming in and giving us an update every few seconds here.
You know, I'll direct this to you, Alan. I watched the Romney clip in its entirety yesterday.
Sure.
We've said he's now pushing for witnesses. It seemed a little less strident than he's pushing for witnesses. He says he thinks his mind is open.
I don't think Romney is is a fool, and I don't think he is outrageous in terms of his temperament, but he does come from a safe state. They'll elect Romney no matter what. JP is really the Romney expert, having worked for him in an election. I think he's a very decent guy. Do I believe Susan Collins? Absolutely not. It's like Lucy in the football. She talks a good game, but she doesn't do it. We polled the jury yesterday. We have a different jury here today as to whether or not we're going to see witnesses. The overwhelming sentiment is we are not. We know that Mitch McConnell is dead set against it. However, I think the chances are that if the Republicans think they're going to lose their seats as a result of the unfairness of not having witnesses, they'll do it.
You know, Michael V. Spain, Bondi, and Rosemary brought up Bondi, the former AG of Florida, focusing on Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. Question for you and for the panel. Was this strictly, and nothing new here, was this strictly introduced so that this is a play saying, okay, you want to call Bolton, we are now laying the groundwork to call Biden?
Now, I think Bondi very, very effectively presented the Rudy Giuliani Trump case. I don't even think you need Bo Biden anymore. I mean, they used clips of him in interviews I meant Hunter Biden. They used clips of Hunter Biden talking about his job with Burisma. They used clips of Joe Biden bragging that he was running the entire policy in U.S. policy in Ukraine and how he demanded that this corrupt attorney general be fired. Of course, they didn't use the word corrupt, and the backstories explain the context of everything. But I think it hurt Biden.
Biden has been hurt from the beginning of this. I think he has accomplished what he wanted the Ukrainians to do, much in the same way that he's accomplished what Soleimani wanted to do. He killed him, but the troops are going to end up
out
of Iraq. Because I think he's working. He has, for whatever his reasons are, he has the same interests that the Russians do. And here's the thing about the election. Okay, if you notice, Kellyanne had an op-ed this week calling on Democrats to take a look at their election. That once again, poor Hillary, just as Hillary had knocked out her opponent, it's happening again. And poor Bernie is being the election's rigged against him.
They
again.
Want him to
push.
Run against.
Yeah, so they have been consistently knocking Biden and pushing the guy they're going to label as a communist socialist. And that's exactly where they are. And even if they don't succeed in that fully, they have made a mess of unity for the Democrats, of picking a person that everyone can get behind for the Democrats. They have done a great job at it.
Right. And generally speaking, I mean, Bondi, but all of them, you know, Dershowitz and certainly Cipollone and the others gave a lot of ground for Republicans to vote against ouster and conviction. Like the one that got me was it's sort of bringing back the Merrick Garland thing, saying it's too close to an election.
Exactly.
Let the voters decide. We really shouldn't decide. Just like Mitch McConnell declared that the Senate shouldn't pick a new Supreme Court justice after Scalia died in early
2016. It was a year to go before the end of his term.
Yeah, the whole. If they need coverage, you know, quote unquote excuses not to convict, these are good excuses. But really, they were elected to do the job. The Constitution requires that they do the job. And if they kick it down the road and say the voters can decide, they're really, really neglecting and
the whole definition of impeachment, Mike, is that it's to take action against a bad president before or in between elections. That so is, by definition, it's going to undo an election, every impeachment.
May vote against convicting him, but if they say we're voting against it because we want the voters to decide, they are cowards.
That is, they are cowards for that, but that is their game. That is their play. Mm-hmm. That is the message to the voters of let the voters decide. They can't argue it on the merits of he didn't do something corrupt. Everybody knows that he did something corrupt. And they can't do it on the merits of, you know, he didn't block Congress because obviously he has blocked Congress. So their game is let the voters decide. And while it may be incorrect constitutionally, I do think it's a compelling message in the media of we're 8 months in front of the election. Let the voters decide.
Now, you know, I'm fascinated by Bolton himself. There was a sense, what's his game? That's the question. What's his game? We know he's got a book, so we'll get that off right away. On the other hand, we're now seeing leaks of the material, including the fact that he questioned why the president of the United States was playing footsie with all of the authoritarian leaders in the world. What was that all about? So I'm not sure who Bolton is.
I Bolton said at the time that he was fired or quit. We don't really know the full story there, do we? His version is that he quit. And he said, when invited to speak against the president, I will have my say. I believe he's having a say. He's got a big knock against Barr right now.
So why? Why, Rosemary? Why does he need to have his say?
Because he genuinely believes in the same policies, I think, as Barr and Trump, the strong presidency and his hawkish actions against Americans' enemies, which are different than the enemies we thought we had. I think he believes in all that. He just doesn't like Trump, and he doesn't like that he's not in power.
And the timing of that book release, of that excerpt, that was not by some mistake that all of a sudden Maggie Haberman had this excerpt from the book.
One thing, though, Dershowitz said, and I think if you're watching this, regardless of where you stand on this, he was the star of the day.
In prime time, too.
And what he said last night, and which is lays the groundwork for maybe no witnesses, he said nothing in the Bolton revelations, even if true, would rise to the level of an abuse of power or an impeachable offense.
I said that yesterday. Even if everything is true, it's not impeachable, so we don't need to go further.
No, and you're Mitch not McConnell, saying that. You're saying that's what they're saying.
Yeah, I've said they've maintained that. Yeah. And yesterday at lunch, Mitch McConnell tells his people, they're all going nuts, of course, over Bolton, let's take a deep breath here. We'll take this step by step. He's not going to give in.
Well, you may be right.
Bolton also, I actually disagree with the group. I think Bolton is going to testify. I think that they're going to get the senators to call him. I also don't think that Bolton is going to be a clean hit for the Democrats. Wow. Bolton is going to have damning things to say about President Trump, but he's also going to be cross-examined by the Republicans, and they're going to give him layup after layup after layup to talk about Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, and what he thinks about that.
All right, let's take a quick break here. Alan, just once again about
okay,
the fund
drive. I know that Amber is probably on her way in right now to tell us where we are on this.
The passive-aggressive CEO has announced, come in.
So, again, the lockbox total when we came in this morning was 490,000. 13 days till the fund drive. Tony Miola from New York City has said, okay, I'll give you 6,000, but only if you could do 25,000 this morning. 1-800-323-9262.
It's the roundtable panel. Mike Spain, JP Miller, Rosemary Armeo, Alan Shartok. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Roundtable. It's a Tuesday morning coming up on 9:34. Ray Graff in for Joe Donahue, the Joe Donahue Watch. Let me tell you this, boys and girls. Joe is back Thursday morning at this time. He will be in the big chair.
Wow.
And we're looking forward to
Anticipation.
Mike Spain is here today. JP Miller, Rosemary Armeo, Alan Shartok. The email address is panel@wamc.org. And before we get to the letters, a reminder that Tony Miola has issued a challenge.
And it's quite a challenge. It's a lot of money. I hope everybody understands that $6,000 is not chump change. It's a lot of money. He says, okay, $6,000 if you can make $25,000 this morning. Ladies and gentlemen, we're not going to make it. We're not going to make it unless everybody does something right now. So far, and this is the first half an hour of the two-hour program, to get to $25,000, we've raised $1,500. Now, we have in the past missed challenges. We shouldn't, because there are so many people out there who have not done something yet, who are going to do something yet, who applaud the idea that we have a lockbox in order to do this. Now is the time we've got to do it. So far, this morning, $1,500 towards the $25,000 goal. So if somebody has $1,000 and thinks, okay, WAMC is worth $3 a day, I'll do it. Sure, you can have a premium of some kind, look on the premium list.
Yeah.
But the main thing is 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-9262. We are hoping that you get it because I get it, Ray gets it, the panel gets it. We can't be here without the resources to run the station. And believe me, we squeeze every nickel as hard as we can. Ray will tell you that based on his salary. 1-800-323-9262.
So our buddy Tony Miola of New York City has issued a $6,000 challenge, but we have to raise $25,000 this morning, and that is by 11, which gives us an hour and 25 minutes.
It's going to be hard. It's going to mean everybody's got to go now to the phone and say, Alan, I've always told you I'd have your back. WAMC, I have your back. It's our station. We're going to make it happen. There'll be people who walk away. There'll be people who say, yeah, let's make it somebody else's problem. But we won't get there unless everybody does something right now. And frankly, I'm scared because I've always thought there may be one day when people will say, this fundraising, it's boring. I don't want to hear any more of it. And you have to get what it's all about. It's about sustaining the station. In the early days, we called it Save Our Station, SOS, and we're saying the same thing. So if you've got it, if you've got the resources, if you've got anything, if you've got $1,000, that would be great right now. If you've got $5, that would be great. 1-800-323-9262. I'm counting on you. I really am counting on you.
And remember, the fund drive is 13 days away.
That's all.
We will be playing this impeachment. Regardless of where and when it happens, we're playing it to the end. You know, if you think about it, the networks in the impeachment hearings, the House impeachment hearings,
they've given up.
They bailed out. One by one, they bailed out.
They've given up.
We're not doing that. So
we're not.
We have to raise the money.
However, we haven't made up our minds by any means. What happens if we get to that day and it's not done? And it's a horrible nightmare. Right? That if we get to that day and we need to raise the money, what will happen? Let's get it over with now, folks. We can all do it now. You know we're going to do it. So let's 1-800-323-9262.
And we have some letters here at panel@wamc.org. Mike Spain is here, J.P. Miller, Rosemary Armeo, Alan Shartok, and you via the email.
Mike says something that is very true.
Spain?
It's always been true. No, Mike, who wrote us from Glens Falls, otherwise known as Glen Falls, Mike said, I would hate to be Mitch McConnell right now. Now, nothing could be truer in my mind than that. After publicly pledging that he would work hand in glove with the White House on Donald's impeachment trial, McConnell learns that the White House had an advance manuscript of John Bolton's book. The White House never, in capital letters, never let McConnell know it had the transcript. McConnell was caught off guard, and the call appears to be growing for witnesses, especially Bolton. It's kind of tough to have people defend you when you hold back important information. Oh, well, that's what Donald Trump is known for. He's known for overwhelming loyalty to his supporters. Not.
Why is that important, though, that they have a manuscript?
Well, because here we have McConnell, who is out there with his... I don't know how to say this, rump exposed to the wind.
Thank you for that image.
Defending.
He doesn't have a rump.
Defending. Well, you know what sign rhymes with rump. So he is out there, and he's doing the defense, and he's being deprived of the information that's going to come and hit him. That's what's so incredibly important about this. Right, JP?
I agree, Alan. It's a tough position to be in, and it is a tough case to be made for the Republicans to basically say we're not going to have witnesses, even though it's clear that Bolton has information that that would be insightful to the investigation, especially when they say, well, the House didn't do their job. They should have done a better job. But because they did a bad job, we're also not going to call the witness either. It's a tough case to make.
Which is why I have been saying that the American people are fair. In the end, they're going to be fair. The people who are in suburbia, the people who are in every one of the Republican districts are thinking, what's wrong with having witnesses? So I'm thinking that the Democrats might be better off if there are no witnesses, because it's a powerful argument against all those senators who basically did the wrong thing.
Well, the American people, you know, they want to see the big fight. They want it to happen. This is like, you know, they want to see the big Conor McGregor fight. You know, people want to see what's going to happen. So I think that's a big reason as well why they want to see the witnesses.
Rosemary, I see you're shaking your
head. Yeah, I don't think you're following the narrative that our fellow countrymen are following at all, which is that Trump has been set up from day one. Democrats are after
all
him.
The
it's
people
been
in
unfair.
The United States.
41% who are in favor of Trump,
so
our countrymen, yes. And I do not think they're going to say, "Oh, the Senate didn't listen to witnesses. Oh, how on you know how terrible I'm turning on Trump." Don't think it'll make a big difference.
By the way, there's 70%.
They think he has been.
I'm sorry for interrupting. 70% of the American people, Rosemary, are saying they want witnesses. Go back to you.
Yeah, but I mean the 70. Let me just say the 70% number. That's a little bit fuzzy. What? How many of them want Hunter Biden and Joe Biden to be, you know, ridiculed, and basically cross-examined in public before the Senate? So it may not be just 70% of the people want a fair and easy trial. They just want it to be. Now, if Hunter Biden or Joe Biden or if John Bolton were to testify, don't you think then the ratings would go up?
Yes.
People would be paying attention?
Absolutely. Yes. I'm mystified.
That's why
how
I think
Biden
it's going to happen.
I'm mystified at how Biden has played this at all. He has mishandled it from the minute that Trump started attacking him. He said, you know, I'm not going to talk, when he should have been talking in outraged tones. Then he goes, no, I wouldn't answer a subpoena at a time when the Democrats are trying to say, look, Trump won't answer any subpoenas. And now he's saying, no, there's no way I would testify. I'm irrelevant to the case. Of course he's irrelevant to the case, but this is political theater. He should be up there just making the case completely.
Very disappointing.
I don't think he's handled it well. And if the polls show otherwise, okay, but I think that's really dangerous. We're going to see what happens in Iowa pretty soon.
Okay, so thank you for that. On Mitch McConnell from Mike in Glen Falls, Oliver says, four senators? Panel, I keep hearing about needing four senators to vote for witnesses, assuming Joe Manchin and the other 46 of them vote for it. But is there not another avenue? Could there not just be three senators to give a 50-50 tie and then have Chief Justice John Roberts as a tiebreaker? Not saying it's likely, just curious. Well,
interesting question. Would it be the vice president to break the tie, or would it be the chief justice?
The vice president
case?
Is not supposed to be involved in impeachment because he has a direct conflict.
He's right.
Right. Since if there were.
As the old saying goes, not supposed to be.
Yeah.
We don't
of course,
know that
we've never tested this. You know, it's like many other things with Trump. We've never tested these.
Right. And they'll
beliefs.
Do whatever is self-aggrandizing for themselves. So
Roberts would go for it.
Oh, I don't know. The chief judge might be happy to let the
he wants
vice
to be
president
on the TV,
decide.
Too.
Yeah.
Except then after he votes for it, can he be outvoted? Can't the Senate then vote
to undo
his decision?
And if the Senate votes, you know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's just a circular thing.
Anyway, I just want to, I know people are going to be mad at me this, but $1,500 in the first half an hour? We need $25,000 to get an incredible amount of money, $6,000 from Tony Miola of New York. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is the moment. I need you. You said you'd be there. Now, let's go. Bob says, query regarding White House counsel. I thought I've heard, it's 1-800-323, thanks for reminding me, Ray, 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-9262. Did you mumble?
I forgot to remind you.
1-800-323-9262, and then Bob writes, query regarding White House counsel. All right. I thought I've heard for years that the White House counsel is attorney for the presidency, not the individual incumbent. How, then, are the present White House counsel and deputy counsel part of the impeachment defense team? And that's from Bob. Anybody on that one?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that makes sense. I mean, impeachment is an attack on the presidency itself. They should be doing what they're doing.
Let's take a quick break here. Mike Spain is here, J.P. Miller, Rosemary Armeo, and Alan Shartok. The email address, if you want to share your thoughts, panel@wamc.org. The lockbox is open.
Really important.
1-800-323-9262 is the number. Welcome back to the Roundtable. It's Tuesday morning. The Roundtable panel, 9:46 is the time, and we have a good panel for you today. Rosemary Armeo, J.P. Miller, Mike Spain, Alan Shartok, and, of course, you at panel at WAMC.org.
I don't know what to tell you, folks. 26,000, excuse me, if we can make $26,000, no, 25, I'm so sorry, $25,000. Now, we started really slowly. It's like a train, a little train who could.
Right.
You know, it's beginning, the wheels are beginning to go. We have now made, at this juncture, $4,600. Now, we need $25,000. I want to appeal to anybody who has an extra $1,000 or $500 or $5 to do something now. But if you walk away, you leave us in the abyss, and we can't afford to do that. So everybody, 1-800-323-9262. Write it down, 1-800-323-9262. Mike says, my wonderful liberal wife. Hi, panel. My beautiful and wonderful liberal-leaning wife listened to WAMC yesterday and the president's lawyer's arguments. She ended up being swayed a little, saying all sides are corrupt. Please, panel, set her straight. Biden and Trump is not apples to apples argument. Okay, wonderful liberal wife of Mike, come on now. Stay with it.
That is not a logical argument in any way.
Saying,
come on now, stay with it.
It is a good...
Come on, panel.
It's a completely false equivalent.
Exactly.
Liberal wife. And yeah. One thing has nothing to do with the other. If you think that the Bidens are corrupt, the way to do it is an actual official investigation run but through the White House, through the FBI, not through Rudy Giuliani by ousting other. It's completely corrupt. And that's what our attention is on right now. I'm frustrated that we're not looking at corruption at William Barr's office. And yet I realize that now is not the time to do that. Now is not the time to deal with the Bidens. And let me point out also that while it's much forgotten and you didn't hear about it yesterday, he's been extensively investigated by investigative reporters who I trust actually more than many people in the government. And they found nothing worthy of impeachment or impugnment of any sort.
That's true. However, and this is a however that I've been duking it out with a lot of people on, including on this panel from time to time. Joe Biden is not he's not Geppetto. He doesn't get to pull the string. However, he's got an adult son. Nevertheless, they had no business doing that. There's no question in my mind. It seriously weakened his candidacy. That's what I think.
I think not it, but the way he's handled it has weakened his presidency. His history, he lost a wife and a child in an accident. His two sons were badly injured. He raised them himself as a young senator. He has and has always had a weak spot when it comes to his sons. I think it's kind of a good weak spot for a politician to have.
Well, Donald Trump has them also.
He has it also. You're exactly right. And so for him to stand up for Hunter when Hunter's behavior did not require it, of course it's bad. But is it equal to a president saying to the president of Ukraine, right, oh, you know that money you want? Just help me out first. Do me a favor, yeah, though, and then we'll get it. Come on.
It is not equal. And what Trump did is certainly more corrupt and more serious of an offense.
Right.
But the Republicans have that as their talking points, and it's an effective disinformation campaign for them to continue to talk about Hunter Biden.
Absolutely.
Just yesterday, Hunter settled out of court with an exotic dancer to pay for paternity for her child. Hunter continues to give fodder to the Republicans and gives them ammo to attack him on.
1-800-323-9262. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm scared. I'm going to tell you I'm scared. I've been here a long time, but I haven't seen it this slow. It's beginning to get going. Anything you can do, if it's $1,000, whatever you can do. But now we have to get to $25,000. We need you now. Everybody, get moving. $4,600 is the last report from Amber, who will be coming in momentarily to give us the next report.
Tony Miola of New York City, who is a regular listener and correspondent,
and
has pledged $6,000 if we can make the $25,000. By the way, I've been in contact with Tony over the last couple of weeks. I admonish all panelists to maintain a correct distance from the microphone so that your levels don't balance. On the air, we have a lot of expensive gizmos that even out the levels.
Really?
But on the online stream, the podcast or the online stream later, there is less compression and less expansion.
So we're too close or too far?
So he said, I almost drove off the road. You went to a music button during Midday Magazine, and it was 20 dB louder. And I said, all right, we'll work on that for
Good
you, Tony.
Good grief.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let me...
Well, he was a sound guy.
He knows his stuff. Yeah. There's no question about it. Let me just say we're all in this together. We know that. You know how many people listen to this radio station every month? About 500,000 people a month. That's a lot of people. And if everybody did something, okay, I don't think everybody will, but if you can be a good citizen of WAMC and put something in, that would be great. 1-800-323-9262. My Kishkas are in an uproar.
Uh-oh. Are you okay to read another letter?
I suppose.
Okay.
Okay, so we read from Mike about his wonderful liberal wife. Okay, and now let's read from Russ about Alan Dershowitz. If witnesses are called, I'd love to hear Alan Dershowitz on the stand defending what he said yesterday versus what he said in 1998 in the Clinton impeachment trial. This guy, who did sit in my living room, I have to admit that. I have to say, you know, it's no good, Nick, too terrible a word. I mean, on the one hand, you have... Dershowitz, who said, I didn't even want to get involved in this, I think, but the president called my wife and said, could he do it? I mean, that's pretty lame, isn't it?
Dershowitz's motivation is interesting and I think really understandable. He is an old man who has had a lifetime in the spotlight as someone who's relevant.
81.
Yeah. I mean, that's past the working life of most Americans. And he is, all that time, he has been known as brilliant and innovative, and people come and ask him about it. And here's a chance for him to be that again in his 80s. And it's intoxicating and completely understandable that he wants to do it. And he is brilliant enough that he can play this flip-flops. And what he has said, he's already been asked that very question. Mm-hmm. How do you defend what you're saying now with what you said then? And his answer is, I'm more right now than I was then.
Well, he said, I have done my own research. He brought this up toward the end of his presentation last night. I've done my own research. I believe in this case I am correct. And, I mean, let's be honest, panel. There's a heck of a lot of flip-flopping in the Senate from one impeachment to the next.
Are you lecturing us?
I'm just telling you the truth, Daddy-O. I'm keeping it real.
What do you mean, Daddy-O? I have to say, I know an awful lot about this guy. One of my best friends lived with him for 12 years. And I have to say that this is not a good guy. Sorry.
Brilliant, though, right?
What'd you say?
Intellectually.
Yes.
Brilliant.
I don't think so.
I'm not a constitutional scholar. They were beautifully laid out last night. Whether they hold water or not, it was a well-done presentation.
I don't think so. I think he's a bad guy.
Fine.
Okay.
You're predisposed.
I don't know enough about the law to know whether he's a really brilliant lawyer or a really brilliant presenter and public speaker.
It doesn't matter.
That's the whole deal
right now. That's the whole thing. Him and David Boies maybe aren't brilliant in the law, but they're great at presenting.
Hans von Bülow should know. 1-800-323-9... Klaus.
Yeah, Hans was his brother.
Hans and Klaus. Yes. Gotcha. 1-800-323-9262. I'm depending on everybody to do the right thing. Okay, here. And then we heard from Bill, who said, Republicans, if by voting out the president, would they not remove many of the threats he poses to their reelection and still have a Republican president? Why is that not interesting to them? Does anybody figure that one out?
If he were to get convicted and get ousted from his office as president, he would still go on these tours and crowds would come around and he'd go against every single Republican that voted against him.
No question, he's a bully.
And he would use his fame to further divide people, and I think they know that. Didn't he just, in the last 24 hours, come out in favor of the insurgent candidate in a South Carolina Republican Senate primary? I mean, he'll turn on an incumbent if he thinks the incumbent isn't strongly enough supporting him.
He's a bully. Right. We know that.
And he's effective. It works.
Yes, it works. But why does it work? I mean, think about American history. Think about what people will be saying 20 years from now about this bully president who had his way with people and who the United States Senate, an august institution, hid under the desk because they were so afraid of this man. It's awful. It's just awful.
Well, what about the senators who are not up for re-election in 2020? The ones who are up in 2022 or 2024? What if Trump is to lose in November, and then they're going to be labeled as the people that backed the loser? And when they go for their reelection, that's going to hurt them. Are they thinking about that?
No, I don't think so, because I don't think there's any evidence to show voters voting based on how a senator acted during an impeachment. They vote on the economy. They vote on health care. They vote on gun rights. They vote on abortion. They vote on those issues, not on, oh, he was easy or tough on Trump, in my opinion.
Well, I have to disagree with you to some degree here. You know, we political scientists, I know that sounded snotty and I apologize, have studied for years the idea of a realigning election. Watergate gave us, after the Watergate thing was over, the Democrats took over. It was a realigning election. And that's what's going to happen now. I believe.
So you're on the record predicting.
I am. Okay. That we're going to have a realigning election, that the Senate, and I already have said this, the Senate is going to flip.
The House stays and the presidency changes as well?
I do. I think that is the case.
He is on the record.
Would you say 2016 was a realignment or no?
It was approaching a realignment. Now, JP, as you know, the problem with that one was off-year elections often go to the party out of power from the president. So it's hard to say.
No, I asked about 20. It was 2016 a realignment, the last presidential.
Was it a realigning election?
Yes.
No.
That was an aberration, I think, is what you would call it. But if you look back, even after the Clinton impeachment in 1999, that following general election, Bush was elected, and the House and the Senate stayed Republican. So, I mean,
it was a different situation, though, because you didn't have the incumbent Clinton running. In this election, you are going to have the guy subject of the impeachment running.
And what would this world look like without WAMC here to read it all? 1-800-323-9262. I'm waiting for Amber with bated breath to find out.
Why don't we give Amber an extra couple minutes? We'll take a break for news.
You want to do that?
Yeah, let's do that. Okay. The number is 800-323-9262 if you want to make a pledge, or you can do it online, WAMC.org.
We need all the help we can get now.
Mike Spain, J.P. Miller, Rosemary Armeo, and Alan Chartok on the panel. Our email address is panel@WAMC.org. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Welcome back to the Roundtable. It's a Tuesday morning. 10:06 is the time. The Roundtable panel in session for another hour here. J.P. Miller, Rosemary Armeo, Michael V. Spain, Alan Chartok, and you at panel@WAMC.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, okay, you want to be, you always say, did we make it? Did we make it? You see me on the street and say, did we make it this morning? I've told you that there have been times we haven't made it. Right now, there's $5,000 out of the $25,000 we need. We have basically an hour to go, right?
Roughly.
56 minutes, something like that.
53 minutes.
Yeah. So that means everybody's got to get to a phone. We can do it. Have we ever done it with those kinds of odds? Yes, we
have. Where are we now?
We have raised $5,000 out of the $25,000 we need. That means we need $20,000. That means we need 200 people who will pick up a phone right now or go to WAMC.org and do it. Otherwise, we will not make it. And that's not a good sign, because there's somebody out there, they write to me, and is out there saying, don't you see? They're not going to make it. They're no good. They're losing popularity. People will listen to them. 500,000 people a month listen to them, but they won't go and put $5 into the kitty. or $100 into the kitty, or for those who have it, and there are many who have it, $1,000 gets $3 a day. You can do it on time, you can do it any way you want, but ladies and gentlemen, it's Alan, and I'm telling you the truth. We've raised $5,000, we need $20,000 in the next 56 minutes. It won't be easy. 52 minutes. It'll be quite a thing. So get on a phone, 1-800-323-9262. Don't let me down. 1-800-323-9262. Don't let us all down. Don't let yourself down. Imagine a world without WAMC. Terrible.
And you can go to WAMC.org if you wish and do it online.
Yeah.
You know, someone might call and say, Alan, the fund drive doesn't start for 13 days. Why are you doing a fund drive? There's a reason.
You are the best of the best, Ray, and here's why. Because, and you remind me of this, that it may well be, if witnesses come forth, the trial will continue and continue and continue right into the fund drive, right into the fund drive. Then what do we do? Do we say, okay, we don't need the money, we'll do without it? We can't do that. So now is a time for everybody to say, I get it, Alan. We all get it. We're all smart. 1-800-323-9262. Come on, I believe in you. I believe you know what's right. And this is what is right. Let's do it now. 1-800-323-9262. Let's go.
All right. And the email address here is panel@wamc.org. It is the roundtable panel today. And we get ready for the final day of defense arguments in the impeachment trial of Donald John Trump, which you will hear at 1 p.m. here.
My stomach is falling right out of my body.
The Kishkas again?
Kishkas. No, my stomach. It's
different from the Kishkas.
Good. Yeah, this is not good. Okay, let's go. The Kishkas is all-encompassing. The stomach is a specific organ.
So a stomach is part of a Kishka, but a Kishka is not part of a stomach.
No, a Kishka is something you eat. A Kishkas is something that's inside of you. Let's go to Kevin, who says, Republicans and the Constitution. Good morning. When the Republicans acquit Trump, I don't ever want to hear a Republican citing the Constitution. And that's from Kevin. And then we heard from Margaret, who said, coughing. My Chinese doctor told me when we cough, it is our lungs protesting. They need hydrating. More water, please. Happy hydrating, panel.
Ah, thank you very much.
Well, no, this business of this disease is a very tricky thing. Right now, we are hearing in the beginning in China, they said, oh, well, it'll go away. It's not that important.
Yeah.
And now, all of a sudden, they're closing down the whole country. Our stock market is in disarray as a result of what's happening in China, and it's not good.
They're calling this a possible black swan event.
They shut down the city, and now there's no one left in the city because everybody left to go to other parts of the country. I was at Washington Dulles Airport yesterday, and there were dozens and dozens and dozens of people wearing those masks.
Oh, interesting. That's smart.
What's a black swan event?
Yes. In other words, an unforeseen world event that tanks the markets and economies.
The word tanks is strong. This is the worst day. Yesterday was the worst day.
Well, I'm not
since
saying it's
happening.
They're saying it could be an event like this. Right. A black swan event would basically cause massive disruption to the economic system of the world and stocks and everything else.
Wow. Bulls, bears, and now swans.
And Judy says,
oh my.
The depth of Republicans' manipulation. One, aren't the Republicans using the Bidens to settle scores with the Clintons and Obamas in addition to contorting the Democrats' nomination process? Two, the impeachment that the voters should decide is bogus. Just as the Republicans want to conclude the impeachment without new evidence, they want us to vote without that evidence. And three, introducing a Mideast plan as a distraction from the impeachment on the day after Auschwitz ceremonies is despicable. And that's Judy from Hanacross.
The email address here is panel@wamc.org, panel@wamc.org.
And what happens today, Ray?
All right. Well, we'll do some inside baseball. We had a note from Ian asking you if doing a congressional corner at 1:30 would be okay. But
I do whatever I'm told around here.
All right, then.
Doug, is dishonesty a crime? Good morning, panel. I was stunned yesterday by the claim from Dershowitz that dishonesty is not a crime. Anyone over age 12 knows that to be a lie. The obvious example is perjury, willfully telling an untruth, dishonesty under oath.
Different crime.
Punish, Shall I finish? Or?
No, I mean that's not a good point. No. Dershowitz brought that point up specifically.
Punishable
last night.
By fine? No, I don't agree with you. Punishable by fines and imprisonment or both. Too bad our Chief Justice wouldn't interrupt to correct the record, and that's Doug. Thank you, Doug. It's a very good letter.
The last letter writer talked about contorting the democratic process of selection. And to that point, I want to throw in a tangent here. Do I need to worry about Tulsi Gabbard? What the heck is happening with her?
What do you mean?
She's suing Hillary Clinton. She's
$50 million.
She's being pressed to give her to turn over her followers to Bernie, which she does not want to do. She's not going to be. She hasn't competed in the last debate, and yet she's still running strongly, her people say, in Iowa, very strongly. Yeah, do I need to worry about her?
Well, what's your fear? The fear? Is the fear that you'll run as a third-party candidate?
Well, you know I'm a Hillary supporter. I sort of believe what Hillary said about her, that she is willingly or unknowingly being used as the same way Trump was.
Careful, you'll be in that lawsuit.
Well, and now she'll name me, too.
The lawsuit is ridiculous. I mean, she's a public figure. She's put herself forward.
Correct.
Yeah. Now, wait a minute, though. One point that you just said that I find somewhat disquieting.
Can I just say, I'm scared to death that we're not going to make this. Will everybody get on a phone? 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262. I'm scared to death. Okay, we've raised $9,000 now. We're almost halfway, but now let's everybody get doing something. $9,000 is in. We need 25. That means everybody has to be on a phone or we will not make it, and it will be bad for us. Yeah, okay.
Rosemary, you said Tulsi Gabbard's being pressured to deliver her people.
Her votes to Bernie.
These are people. She's just going to order them to do that?
I mean, oh, that's the Bernie thing. This is not a movement where I can tell people what to
well,
do.
You
of
can't.
Course you can. You say, I endorse this candidate, and I think you should support them, too, for the following reasons, and it has a lot of power. Of course you do. That happens
you
every
might
day
suggest,
in
politics. But you can't say, well, here's my block of votes.
Why do they think that she's going to endorse Bernie rather than another candidate?
Exactly.
We can make it if everybody just gets to a phone now, 1-800-323-9262. This is where we live, folks.
He's talking about WAMC not delivering for Bernie. Very unfortunate.
I'm willing to say that a lot of people, when you mention Tulsi Gabbard still being in the race, not having formally dropped out yet, are surprised because she is so below the radar these days.
It's going to be close. 1-800-323-9262. I'm so sorry, panel. I don't mean to interfere with your very learned words, but I have to do it because if I don't do it and we don't make it, it will not go well. Here's the problem. If people, and they're out there, I hear from the trolls all the time. They'll take great satisfaction in the fact that we didn't make this today. So, look, we're getting close. We raised 16,000. We need 16,000. We raised 9,000. If everybody gets on a phone, we will make it. I've seen it happen before. So have you, Ray, right? Where we come from behind.
Oh, yes. Where are we now?
We raised $9,000. We need $16,000 more. That's 160 people. That's all.
In 43 minutes.
Out of the 500,000 people who listen to the station.
Okay.
1-800-323-9262.
Can they go online and do that too?
You can go online.
Where's that?
You can at WAMC.org.
Ah.
Yeah, you know all about
that.
Okay,
all right.
Okay.
There's tons of swag online.
Trump lawyers.
True.
Yeah, you can get swag. Trump lawyers, come on, folks, let's do this. Trump lawyers lying. If Clinton lost the law license for lying to grand jury, can Trump lawyers lose it for knowingly stating Biden got rid of Ukrainian prosecutor for investigating Burisma when it was half free world, including some Republican senators sitting there knowing he was removed for corruption? And then we heard from Peter who said, filling the lockbox. The way to fill the lockbox today and tomorrow is to ask listeners to send a gift to WAMC in honor of Ray Graff.
You see.
I do see.
You see.
Outstanding filling in for Joe Donahue over the last few past weeks. You are so right, Peter.
Thanks, Mom.
The guy is
terrific.
Oh,
wait, Mom's dead. No, that could be Mom.
Wait, Mom's dead?
Wait, hold on.
Nothing else would say thank you to Ray more effectively than making a timely gift to WMC via the lockbox now in Capital Now. Now, Peter makes a very good point. The reason it's such a good point is that if we don't make it, it will be Ray's fault. 1-800-32.
Now, you see, this is what he did. You played into the evil one's hands again. And frankly, I was going to hope to wait till the 10th of February for this, but here we go.
1-800-323-9262. Thank you, the wonderful Peter. And Rick says, Biden. Dems opened the Biden door by mentioning them over 400 times. Dems trying to make a case that Biden's are irrelevant when they are the center point for the impeachment. Dems don't want Biden being grilled by the Republicans. Biden would overshadow Bolton as a witness. Republicans would love to bring in the Bidens, and that's from Rick. Anybody? No. Rosemary, anything interesting on that thing? Reed says, witnesses. Good morning, panel. I have no plans on voting. Oh, it's so close, folks, so close. We've raised $9,000. We need $15,000, $16,000. Come on, everybody. Do it now. Do something.
How do they do it?
1-800-323-9262. Thank you for keeping me sharp.
Right you are, Chief.
1-800-323-9262 or go to WAMC.org and you can pull down a list of swag and you can get whatever you need.
Yeah.
There. Okay. Good morning, panel. I have no plans on voting for Biden in the primary. However, he has a huge opportunity to show the public what a real leader does, testify under oath and dispel the smear campaign against him and call out the coward of a president for not doing the same. Thanks from Reed. And thank you to Lisa, who says, morning, folks. Trump is afraid to run against Biden. If he was worried about a nepotistic Hunter, why didn't he investigate when Republicans had both houses in the Senate? And that's our regular correspondent, Lisa from Pequog.
And then we just stop for a minute about Pequog?
Yeah.
Somebody wrote in yesterday.
Pequog?
Somebody said it's a long A in the email.
Yeah, I think down in Pequog, they pronounce it that way.
Isn't that interesting? Yes. After all these years.
Ah. And Pete says, good morning, panel. If Bolton does not want to be a witness, can he and his lawyers determine when he will testify if he's subpoenaed? He might not want to appear because it will affect his book sales. Could his manuscript draft be subpoenaed? Pete from Poughkeepsie.
I have a question about the witnesses. Say a witness gets called, and let's say it's Bolton, and either the defense or the prosecution asks a question that the other side disagrees with. Can they... you know, like they would in a criminal trial, say, ask Roberts to disallow that question?
Absolutely. In fact, they've been thinking that, and one of the court rulings have already said, executive privilege still will pertain in especially the national security advisor. So potentially he could be asked a question and there would be an objection. He can't answer that because of executive privilege and Roberts would rule on it.
Roberts
rules on each objection. Yes.
1-800-323-9262. Yep. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm scared to death. Here comes Amber with yet another wonderful update. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now up to $12,000, $13,000 to go. We've done this in the regular fund drive, $13,000 to go between now and the next 40 minutes.
40 minutes, right.
So, ladies and gentlemen, if you can do anything, we've raised $12,000, we need $25,000, $13,000 to go. It gets faster and faster and faster, whoosh, 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 and that's what's happening right now. We're into the whoosh factor. If anything, you can do. Why? Because we have a lockbox. Why do we have a lockbox? So we can cut down on the fund drive. And what are we worried about? We're worried about the fact that we could be prevented from bringing you the full and comprehensive way in which this trial is going. So, ladies and gentlemen, get on the phone. Let's go. We raised $12,000. Everybody do something now. If you've got $1,000, that would be great. Do I think that there are 13 people right now who'd give us $1,000? Yes. Who think that WAMC is worth $1,000? I do. I have to believe that. So, ladies and gentlemen, just do whatever you can. Dear friends, do what you can. Okay. Let's go to Peter, who says, Rosemary nailed it. Joe Biden has completely whiffed the will you or won't you testify question. Presuming you have nothing to hide, Uncle Joe, you should absolutely want to show that. But what's more, volunteering to testify would be the more presidential path. If he had demonstrated the correct way to handle allegations, he could have looked more like a winning candidate. I agree with that.
The number, if you would like to make a pledge, is 1-800-323-9262. Go online. That's a good way to do it. WAMC.com. www.hurontheaterfest.org. Make us your online pledge. The challenge is for $6,000. If we can raise $25,000 this morning during the panel, we have about 37 minutes to go.
It's getting close. Now everybody has to really do their thing. Mike has just pointed out, he's gone to the thermometer on the WAMC page.
Nice.
And he's just pointed out that we've crashed through the $500,000 mark. We are up to $5,613. And so, ladies and gentlemen, that's great. But in order to make this, in order to get to that $700,000, which we need to do, come on, folks, everybody on a phone now, 1-800-323-9262. I'm counting on you. It's Alan, and I'm counting on you. 1-800-323-9262, or go to WAMC.org. Let me say that again, WAMC.org. Hey, everybody, let's go. It looks like we could lose this. I don't want to. I want to make sure we can do it, and that means everybody doing something. Okay, and we heard from Dan.
Okay.
I've done nothing wrong, and if Joe Biden is worth his stuff, he should be able to clearly respond to any question. They have done nothing wrong. And if Joe Biden is worth his stuff, he should be able to clearly respond to any question. It would help his run. I've seen him trying. I'm sure you all have on the TV. Well, whatever.
How's he doing in Iowa?
Who?
Biden.
He's dropping like a rock.
Yeah. Bernie is
down to about 15% in New Hampshire as well, right?
Yeah. He's actually, there was a poll out yesterday showing him behind Amy Klobuchar in New Hampshire.
So it's possible with poor showings early on, he drops out of the race anyway.
That's what Mike Bloomberg is hoping for. Mike Bloomberg is hoping that Biden and Klobuchar do poorly in Iowa and New Hampshire, and that they drop out and he can consolidate the middle lane and go one-on-one versus Bernie.
Interesting.
That's the game.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, in a little more than a month, 35 days from now is Super Tuesday, and the field will look dramatically different after that.
1-800-323-9262. We're going to lose it, folks. We will lose it, and I will feel bad. And we will all feel bad because WAMC will not look good. The deniers out there will say, see, they're not making it. Ken said, Uncle Joe, where is he? I never hear anything about him except how he's slipping in the polls or in conjunction with the impeachment. His face and message should be everywhere. If he wants to win the Oval Office, he's nowhere. Sanders, on the other hand, is everywhere. And Justin says, who says Mitch McConnell doesn't actually know about the transcript? Hi, panel. I wouldn't be so sure that Mitch McConnell wasn't aware of the transcript. I'd also point out that Biden may still be in Trump's pocket. Bolton still may be in Trump's pocket, and perhaps his testimony will be favorable to the president. And he wrote a long letter, so that's as much as I'm going to read of it.
Okay.
And Polly says, Trump touring. I disagree that Trump would go out and hold rallies after he is out of office. He would have to pay for it, so it wouldn't happen.
Oh, there'd
wouldn't
be
have
people.
To pay for it. Yeah. He'd have sponsors from all kinds of organizations.
That is the scariest thing, is whenever he is out of office, he's not just going to go away and hide under a rock. He's going to be, you know,
doing his thing. I think you're going to see a Trump television network. You know, that was the plan because he anticipated that he would lose, but they were going to quickly put together a Trump TV network that would rival Fox and sort of become the conservative voice in the country. And I think the backers are still there. I think that plan can be dusted off. I agree, JP. He's not going away anytime soon.
1-800-323-9262. Fill that lockbox. We are so close, but we got to make it. Everybody move. Bolton's book, says Laura. Why did Mitch McConnell not realize that the White House was in possession of the Bolton book before publication? Doesn't everything related to the administration have to be submitted to the National Security Council? Yes, and he did. He did. Bolton did send the outline to the
about 3 weeks ago. He did.
Yes. Yeah. And Fred says, history does repeat itself. Trump is doing what Nixon did. Nixon removed Muskie and set it up for McGovern to be the nominee. Here, Trump is setting up Bernie, who can never win. And Trump has all the Russian help. And that's from Fred in Bedford, New York.
Ah, good old Bedford, New York.
And Russ says, yeah. Dark days. Trump triumphant. Biden is sullied in the Senate vote guilty, but we acquit him anyway. This is a further step in the spread of the Putin world order. The government is corruption from Modi to Orban, to al-Sisi, to Erdogan, a dark liberal populism is steadily gaining acolytes. Corruption is the defining moment of our time. Hello?
A dark liberal populism?
Hello?
Your mic's on, sir.
1-800-323-9262. Oh, boy, I can't wait to hear from Amber. Come on, everybody. It's moving now, but will it move fast enough? 1-800-323-9262. Cindy said, what's happening? What's best for our country? It seems this president could or should be impeached for what he's doing to the environment. His decisions are not in the best interest of this country. I think going forward, making decisions like this with all the science, we should have an impeachable offense. Cindy from East Hampton.
Unfortunately, that's not an impeachable offense. No, not impeach for disagreements on policy.
And Dershowitz made that point last night specifically about climate change.
Right. As wrong-minded and stupid as it is, listen further to Judith Enck, it's not impeachable.
Well, of course, anything is impeachable if you say so, and if you bring them up on impeachment charges, it's you're quite right, Rosemary. It wouldn't carry the day, although it should, because our entire future and a future of our kids, grandchildren, and our great grandchildren is tied to what's happening in this world right now.
And I kind of disagree. I don't think you'd ever be able to get a consensus on it, but the. If a president acts in a wildly reckless way, whether it's with a foreign power, starting a war, declaring that air pollution is the new future, whatever, if his behavior is reckless and
Mike,
it's endangering
can I interrupt
people,
for 1 second? I'm so
oh,
sorry.
Oh, you got an announcement?
Yeah,
oh,
an announcement. We have now raised 15,000. We have 10,000 to go. We only have about, 20 minutes? Is that right?
Yeah, more or less.
More or less.
Yeah, 20 minutes.
About 20 minutes
right.
to go. Ladies and gentlemen, please, 10,000. We can do it. We've done it many times. If you got $1,000, throw it in. $500, throw it in. $5, throw it in. But don't turn your back. Don't you ever turn your back.
No.
1-800-323-9262.
Okay, now, when you whisper on the mic, we can all hear you.
Yeah.
So just what you
I
do.
I just heard it, too.
You just turn just turn your cough
button. All I was starting to say before was if enough people in Congress want to do it and enough senators want to do it, you can impeach them for anything.
Crossing the street.
Right.
Shooting somebody on Fifth Avenue. Let me say this to you all. We have $10,000. I need 100 people now who will hold up their hand and say, yeah, I'm with you. I'm going to do this. Anything you can do, do it now.
All right. Well, let's take a break.
And can I read one more? No.
No, we only have 10 seconds here. Alan Shartok, Mike Spain, J.P. Miller, Rosemary Armeo on the panel. You can join us. We'll get back to more of your emails coming up. Panel@WAMC.org. Panel@WAMC.org. And we'll be right back. Welcome back to the Roundtable, 10:33 on a Tuesday morning. Ray Graff with you. It's the panel. Mike Spain, Rosemary Armeo, J.P. Miller, Alan Shartok make up the panel. The email address, if you want to join us, is panel@WAMC.org. Before we get back to the letters, it's the lockbox.
It is, and we're getting closer and closer. Whether we make it or not, I do not know. We are certainly within, touching distance for the whole thing, and I really want to make sure we do it. It's for our sake and our reputation.
Mm. Where are we now?
Well, we have 10,000. The last time I looked, and that was a little while ago, we had $10,000 to go.
Okay.
We only have a half an hour to do that in. So anybody who can do anything at all, this is the time to do it. That's about 100 people at $100 each. If you can do more, it's great. And we really need you now. This is Alan. I'm asking you. You'll see me on the street and say, I was the guy who did that. Okay. Tom says, quid pro quo. Sounds like Alan is asking for a favor, in quotes, a quid pro quo. Our money for WAMC programming sounds more than fair, a bargain. And that's Tom.
This for that.
Yes.
This for that.
And Chris says, sustaining member thought. Bookmark this. Trump impeached, Pence wins election, and the Dems take the Senate. 1-800-323-9262. And then we heard from Sean. Love the panel. I just don't understand if the Dems have an ironclad case against Trump, a no-lose. Why are you so afraid of Hunter Biden on the stand? And wasn't Bill Clinton's lying to Congress in a deposition to Congress much worse than what Trump did? And even he wasn't removed. And that's Sean from Cambridge.
The Clinton lie was in a deposition to a court,
suit.
In a civil suit. It was not to Congress at all. And he did not stop any of his people from talking to Congress.
In fact, the attorney general was cooperative with the special counsel, the independent counsel. And he spent, Kenneth Starr spent something like $70 million going after Clinton and took 2 years to do it. I mean, and Clinton cooperated.
And it was far from away what he finally got him on lying about
minutes.
Sex yeah. was far away from what Starr was originally
he
said
was going
to investigate.
Whitewater yeah. and everything. Yeah. And
come on, everybody. 1-800-323-9262. This just ain't right. This just ain't right. 1-800-323-9262. We had $10,000 to go. I need everybody on a phone. You got 1,000. Do it now. Is it worth $3 a day? So much down, so much on time? Anything you want to do. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262. Okay, we now have $8,000
hey,
to go. We
all
raised
right.
$17,000 of the $25,000. We have $8,000 to go. We only have 24 minutes to do it in.
23.
23 minutes. Let's do it, everybody. 1-800-323-9262. I know I can count on you, and I am counting on you. We're all counting on you. Just do something. All right, let's go back to the letters. Abigail says, Biden is too bland to beat Donald, and that's from Abigail. And Nate says, Bernie bad? Good morning, panel. I'm interested in Rosemary's clarification that Alan's fundraising was not for Bernie's cause.
Well, Alan would not be, by FCC rules, allowed to do that. So I think she was protecting our license by pointing that out.
Yes.
That's
I have
all.
No idea what we're talking
That's
about.
That's okay. Yeah,
there was a conversation about fundraising for candidates, and then you jumped in with fundraising for WAMC.
Right.
We just wanted to make sure that nobody confused the two.
Yeah, that's right. Because I would never do that. But stating that it was unfortunate timing, what's wrong with Bernie? Are we so afraid of positive change? Perhaps it's our fault that society views his ideas as radical. Thanks.
No, that's not what Rosemary was saying.
No.
No.
People often say we said things we didn't say. 1-800-323-9262. Dear Alan, the black swan idea comes from the logic that no matter how many white swans you see, it doesn't prove that all swans are white. However, if you see a black swan, it disproves that all swans are white. My take is that black swan has come to mean an unforeseen event that blows away the accepted wisdom. The 9/11 attack might be won. The Trump election
cool.
might be won.
That's George. Cool. Thank you.
Yeah. That's well,
I said that an hour ago.
Well, you gave me the definition. He gave sort of the entomology.
Nobody would
it.
Ever
that
want
was...
to take anything away from
Fine.
Me.
Fine.
Yeah.
So
I yes.
Move on.
We would never do that. 1-800-323-926 is so close. We had $8,000 to go. We're depending on everybody. If eight people put 1,000 in or 500 in or whatever you can do, do it now. Don't wait for the next 22 minutes.
No, don't do that.
Yeah. Okay, and Bess says, all the president's henchmen, who foots the bill? Good morning, panel. Do any of you know who pays the provocateur in chief's all-star legal team?
I believe you do, and
yeah.
I do.
Sure.
We all do.
Yeah. Are we the people footing the bill for the defense of this indefensible kleptocrat? And that's Bess in Alford. The first name of Harry Truman's wife.
Right. Bess Truman.
That's
sure.
Right. Pot calling the kettle black. I'm sure I'm not the only one who sees the hypocrisy of the defense claiming that Hunter Biden was not qualified for the Burisma position. Is Ivanka qualified for the governmental position of senior advisor to the president? What are Kushner's qualifications? Karen from Cayman.
You know, it's interesting that Hunter Biden, in his own interview, says that his job was working with Burisma to increase their transparency, to be more open. And you know, what would be a better way to do it than to pick the vice president of the United States' son? I mean, then everything going on in Burisma would be well known to the vice president if what the Republicans who are objecting to this say is true. I mean, it would be the most transparent arrangement yet.
Oh, Mike, that's
very dry as a martini.
Tortured.
Yeah. My favorite tweets recently are Donnie Jr. talking about nepotism and the horribleness of what Hunter Biden has done. Talk about your hypocrisy. I just read every one of them and laugh.
1-800-323-9262. It is so close. Yeah. We have 20 minutes to go, folks. Everybody on a phone now, or we will not make it. Now, we only had $8,000 the last time Amber came in here, and that was a couple of seconds ago, so I'm assuming the phones are ringing like crazy now. Or go to WAMC.org and do it that way. Oh, yeah, said Ray.
WAMC.org.
1-800-323-9262. Joni says, JP just mentioned being surprised that Tulsi Gabbard was still in the race as she was so far under the radar. Yeah. Well, as I drove through southern New Hampshire, I count yard signs. Tulsi signs are plentiful. On some routes, she has more than any other candidate.
Unbelievable. And they're Democrats.
Scary.
Crazy.
Apparently, she moved to New Hampshire to campaign, sort of like Joe Lieberman did in 2004. I don't expect her to do any better than he did, fifth place, but I'd be shocked if she left the race before the primary. Joni, 40 minutes south of Keene.
Ah, I love New Hampshire. Love New Hampshire.
1-800-323-9262. They're so close, so close. Bernie's health. But what if Bernie is nominated and dies of a heart attack before the election? Oh, boy. Would his VP nominee then run? Why aren't people more worried about Bernie's health?
Some of us are.
I don't know. You know, he did have a stent put in. There's probably not a candidate out there that is getting more monitoring. And I saw him hustle across the parking lot to get into a car to get out to the airport so he could get to, you know.
So he hustled across the parking lot, so he's fine.
Yeah. And
okay. You know, I mean, I think there's a lot of people who are not well and don't know it. He knows that he has issues and he's probably doing everything he can to stay healthy.
I don't know about that, but mine heart.
Yeah, like running for the worst possible job for a person with a heart condition to have. That's
Why?
Really good does medical care.
Does stress have a factor?
I don't know.
Is that a factor?
I don't know. Mine heart is beating like crazy right now. Oh. Remember the time we put the blood pressure
during the fun drive? Great comedy.
1-800-323-9262.
But he
got
scared.
It's so close. What'd you say?
You got scared because the blood pressure went up.
You know, I mean, my blood pressure, which is usually, you know.
Oddly, we raised a lot more money when your blood pressure was up there.
A lot of people wanted to see it happen.
Yeah, you never know. Come. Pledge now. See Shartok's head pop off.
Oh, my God.
Hi, panel. What if Bernie is nominated? Heart attack. Okay. If he were a woman, no one would be talking about anything else. And that's from Kathleen. And we heard from Jason, who said, assume that Hunter and Joe Biden did everything they accused of and more. My mother told me, from as far back as I can remember, that two wrongs don't make a right. What Trump did is still wrong, and no matter what the Bidens did or didn't do, that's Jason and Niskanen. But that would be false equivalency, right, Rosemary?
No, that's right. If Hunter Biden were the most corrupt person in the world and Joe was implicated, that would be extremely very bad. But it still makes what Trump did correct.
Yeah.
Still impeachable.
Okay. Thank you for that, Jason. And thank you to Mike and Claire, who say, we just made a pledge, which is a big thank you to Ray. He's done a fantastic job on the roundtable, and he will continue to do that. And when Joe is back, Joe will take a day off here and there, we will hope. And Ray will be back with all of you as he always
I'll be at OTB.
You'll be at OTB.
You can find me down betting the third race.
Or as Mario used to say, the fifth horse in the fifth race.
That's right. Let's take a break. It's the roundtable panel, WAMC.
Uh-oh. What? Uh-oh, 1-800-323-9262. So close. Water everywhere, and not a thing to drink.
All right. I don't even know what to say. Just take a break. Welcome back to the roundtable. It's Tuesday morning. 10:45 is the time.
Let me interrupt.
There is not enough lithium on the face of planet Earth. But go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is very exciting. We needed $25,000 to get the $6,000 from Tony. We are now down to $5,000, and we only have 15 minutes to do it in. If everybody just does something now, that's 50 people. Whatever you can do, do it now. Come on, everybody. Amber will continue to come in with the updates, but we need $5,000. Come on. I need everybody. We need everybody. We all need everybody. I love ice cream. You love ice cream. We all love ice cream. Right?
You're pretty ramped up today, sir. 800-323-9262 is the number. WAMC.org is the website. Let's fill that lockbox. Let's quiet down Mr. Allen for just a moment here.
Of course, as you know, when you get to be my age and you start getting aggravated, your blood pressure goes up. It's not good.
No. Hey, by the way, Rosemary, have you seen that our president will be unveiling his much-anticipated Middle East plan today?
Yes, I've been checking the email to see it's coming out any time now.
New York Times had a little, I don't know where they got it, but they had a little bit of a preview. And it looked, both Netanyahu and his opponent, Gantz, had many nice things to say about it. The Palestinians, I'm not so sure.
No surprise there.
Well, what they're going to do is they're going to make it a take-it-or-leave-it proposition for the Palestinians. You know, the whole idea of a two-state solution is off the table now. They're not going to do that. They're going to say, you know, we'll make a couple of concessions, and that's it, and you take it or you leave it. And they won't even respond. Right, Rosemary?
Yeah, it's Ray has passed me the story of what the Times had, and basically he's going to give much more land to Israel than they've had. The Jordan Valley will go to Israel. Nice thank you to our
Arab
friends.
Well, that's why Netanyahu would be so in favor of it, and he's facing a tough re-election
and a trial. He's going to be on trial.
Interesting, though, Trump said.
What even more important is 1-800-323-9262. Go ahead, Ray.
Give me strength, God.
Sorry for interrupting you.
Interestingly, Trump said, the Palestinians are going to go for this. Not surprisingly, but Trump said the Palestinians are going to go for this deal.
Yeah,
he's a liar.
I prefer to hear any Palestinian anywhere say they're going to go for it. Trump, Palestinian leaders who no longer speak to Trump officials are likely to oppose every one of the elements in the plan, even if they are combined with the economic rewards of $50 billion or more that Trump has said he can deliver.
1-800-323-926. I'm sorry. I am really sorry. But defense of WAMC is no affront to liberty. 1-800-323-9262. Got to get on the phone now.
Would Americans take $50 billion? We just give them Maine and New Hampshire.
It doesn't sound so bad.
I thought we were going to buy Greenland.
No, 1-800. That's not for sale.
323-9262. I am dying here, and you guys, it doesn't seem like, you know, you're with me. You're staring at me.
We could be pallbearers.
I see what you mean. Oh, that's right. The more help you give me, the less chances that I'll die.
Let's keep Alan alive, folks. 800-323-9262 is the telephone number. WAMC.org is the website. How much do we have to go?
Well, we had $5,000 to go. Now we have 12 minutes to do it in to make it to $25,000, and we need everybody on a phone now. Dive, 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 dive.
All right, so let's do this, and let's make this a challenge. And Tony Miola of New York, will give us another $6,000.
It's a lot of money.
You betcha.
You try to put $6,000 in 20s in your wallet, you can't do it.
Boy, I'd love to try.
You can play Attica.
I've been trying to put, you know, every once in a while we're going on a long trip, I'll take $400 out of the bank.
Yeah.
And that just about cleans me out. And we'll put that, I'll try to get that in 20s into my wallet.
When are you going to do that again?
Is that a hopeful question?
Rosell
has our way. We'd be traveling the world right now, always looking up, always looking up. An affair to remember.
Fair enough.
Okay, 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262. We are so close. My bet is we're probably within $3,000 to go in the whole thing to make that 26,000. Frankly, folks, I didn't think we were going to make it when we started this morning.
Right.
It was awfully slow. But now the WAMC crowd has risen to, you know, do the right thing. What else can I say?
J.P. Miller, you when you were working for Romney, did you have meetings with him? Did you meet him personally? Or were you just
sort of
a proxy?
I was his finance director, so we would go to, you know, fundraisers together.
So in your reading of him, would you say that what he said about witnesses yesterday seemed like he really wants witnesses?
For sure, yeah.
Yeah, you think so?
Definitely.
Ladies and gentlemen, we now have 10 minutes to go. We need $2,000 to get to the $25,000 mark. I didn't think it was possible. But you know what? Water everywhere, not a thing to drink. It's so close.
Is it not a drop to drink?
Not a drop to drink.
Right.
I stand corrected, Mr. Raymond.
Right.
How does that metaphor apply here?
Because it's all...
just go with the flow, Mike.
There are 500,000 people who listen to this radio station every month, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the water.
Yeah.
Water everywhere, not a thing to drink. And $2,000
a drop to drink, right?
Not drive. So you are okay, so
let's
right.
Let's write
Rick.
That down for
I'm
the next
so,
drive.
Oh, I'm so sorry. 1-800-323-9262.
Where are we in the lockbox challenge? From
we
Tony
are
Miola.
In the lockbox challenge. We need $2,000 to go. If everybody gets on a phone now in the next 10 minutes, it won't be easy. We'll make it. We'll get to $25,000 this morning. That's amazing, just amazing, because everybody knows that if we don't get it, you know, how are we to carry on?
Right. And the thing is, someone, I haven't seen the email. I don't bring a device.
What would Mike Mulligan say?
I don't bring a device in here, and I don't see the email. But I'm sure someone's complaining, saying, will you get back to the topics? And there's a reason for the urgency, and that is the fund drive starts in 13 days. We're in impeachment hearings. If there are witnesses, and even if there aren't, it may drag into the fund drive.
It might. And then what are we to do?
Exactly.
Say we don't need a fund drive? 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262. 2,000 bucks to go. Somebody's got 2,000. Somebody's got 1,000. Somebody's got 5. Whatever you can do, do it. I am so sorry if that's the way it is. That's just the way it is.
U.S. prosecutor overseeing the Jeffrey Epstein sex trafficking investigation since Prince Andrew has been uncooperative in the inquiry.
Queen Elizabeth's favorite son.
Speaking at a news conference outside Epstein's New York's mansion, U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Berman said prosecutors and the FBI had contacted Andrew's lawyers and requested to interview him as part of the investigation. Berman said that to date, Prince Andrew has provided zero cooperation. Rosemary.
Well, I think he's implicated. He wants it all to go away. He's eventually going to have to talk with, well, maybe he doesn't have to. It's just a request from him, and he brought it on them by saying he would cooperate. So
yeah. Right.
I think he's clearly implicated. It's kind of sad to be watching it.
I have a suggestion for everybody who's listening right now. Just don't do it. Don't right. do it. You know, I mean, it's you know.
Andrew had multiple indications of what Epstein was involved in and remained friends with him, even after he went away from
yes,
jail.
That's
remember,
right.
he got that
yep.
watered down a verdict sentence.
Sure, yeah.
But it was for dealing with young women, and he went. And there's pictures of him with the young women who are saying that they were farmed out to him. It's really very distasteful. And if
don't
I were Elizabeth, it would probably be my favorite son, too, because your mother always favors a son who is in the most trouble or needs her the most. And I think he needs her.
And is he what? Is he the youngest?
Yeah, he's the youngest. He was the one married to Sarah, and he has two daughters.
Yeah.
And he actually, that was kind of distasteful. He said, no, I couldn't possibly have been dating that one girl who claims that.
$1,200 to go. $1,200 to go. I'm so sorry, Rosemary, for interrupting you. Did I interrupt you?
Well,
yeah, right in the middle, but that's okay because this is important.
It is interesting, though. He would like to be a royal, but he had to pull away from being doing official royal duties. And then his nephew is deliberately pulling away from royal duties. So it's a shake-up time in the monarchy.
I don't
see those two things as related, do you?
No. It's just that it's happening at a time where Harry is stepping away from it.
Six
doesn't
minutes.
Want to be part of it. And this guy is embedded in it, and he's bringing shame to it. I mean, it's rocky. It's a rocky time.
I mean, it's a big family. It's a modern family. I don't think it's unusual that there's trouble like this.
It's a modern family?
Yeah, it's 2020, and there's these are young kids, and Harry married a woman of mixed racial background. That's unheard of ever in British times. So,
well, I thought you meant the British royal
things.
Family was a modern family.
I think mostly it is, except for the 90-something-year-old, 94-year-old queen.
She's so old. Terrific.
She's so old. Terrific. Mother. There's the quote of the show. There you go.
$800 to go. $800 to go.
How much time?
Only 5 minutes. Less than 5 minutes.
4 minutes.
4 minutes. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262. Or WAMC.org. Don't let it go. We'll give you $25,000 if we can do it this morning. That would be great. Over to you, Ray. Or Rosemary, or anybody, so I can interrupt you again.
I've totally lost track. Sorry.
Rosemary's going
to
play her game.
Alan, you do the fun
drive. Michael, whatever. JP, go ahead. I'm just going to sit over here.
1-800-323-9260. $800 to go. I know we can do it. Now $450 to go. $450 to go. 1-800. And we only have three minutes.
Will the impeachment proceedings be on today?
Thanks for asking, Mike. Yes, indeed. The proceedings will take place starting at 1 p.m.
And the reason that fewer people are watching now than before is I'm convinced people only watch their side. So the people who wanted the Democrats to watch, not Rosemary, of course, she's a pro, but
I watch both sides.
Well, yes, and I know. And I, well, like I said, people only watch their side. 1-800-323-9260.
They're going to wrap up today, right? Isn't today their final?
Yeah, today's their third day. Yeah.
So you'll get a summation kind of.
And thing. When do they vote on witnesses?
The senators get to question now. Yeah.
So
that should be interesting.
I believe 16 hours of questioning.
It's done!
Oh, ouch. That hurt my head. Ow.
Yay.
That was loud. Yeah, I believe 16 hours of questioning after today, over 2 days, I believe, and then they would vote. So let's see.
So who asks the questions and who answers the
questions? The end of the week they vote?
So the House managers, the Democrats, answer the questions for the full Senate, and then the president's lawyers do it.
It's an interesting question.
Yeah.
Who decides what question gets used?
They're submitted in writing.
Yes,
and I don't know who does, I guess.
Maybe the Chief Justice.
Yeah,
I think
you're right about that.
And do they get to say the question themselves, or do they submit?
No.
Because I'd love to hear like Bernie Sanders like ask questions.
Or how about the House Chaplain or the Senate?
I know.
In that voice.
Yeah, that'd be good.
What did Hunter Biden know?
When did he know it? Hey, congratulations, Alan.
Congratulations.
Alan, to all of you for putting up with this morning and being so affirmative about the whole thing.
Yeah.
Appreciate it very much.
So have we kept a tally of how many times we've been interrupted today? 30, 40, 50 times?
Wait. Round table under interrupt us.
Ah, there you go. And we're almost done, speaking of that. 45 seconds to go, a minute to go. Anybody got anything cogent to say, or is it now a lost cause?
Match the 25,000, I dare you.
Hey, let's thank Tony Miola of New York City,
please,
who kicked in $6,000.
He's a great guy.
If we could raise 25,000 this morning, which you have done for us. So everybody who kicked in, thank you. The lockbox now, I believe, well into the 500,000s.
That's correct.
The fund drive starts on the 10th, 13 days from today. And who knows how long impeachment goes. But we appreciate this, and we're trying to fill that lockbox before the drive begins.
Well, you are a man of great wisdom and sagaciousness.
Indeed. All right. Well, thanks to Mike Spain, former associate editor of the Times Union. Are you going to ever come back after this?
Maybe.
We'll talk. The Empire Report's J.P. Miller. Thanks, J.P.
Thank you for having me.
Investigative journalist Rosemary Armeo. How'd you do in the game today?
I don't keep track.
You don't keep track?
Just to keep me from, not screaming out or interrupting people.
All right. Well, that's it for today. Thank you. Much more roundtable ahead, and you're listening to WAMC.